From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, what the proposed merger between XM and Sirius Satellite Radio means for the changing landscape of radio.
First, to the Supreme Court, where tobacco giant Philip Morris won a victory this morning. In Oregon, a widow named Mayola Williams sued Philip Morris for fraud. Her husband, Jesse Williams, had smoked two packs of Marlboros a day for 45 years. He died of lung cancer 9 years ago. A state court had awarded her nearly $80 million in punitive damages, but the Supreme Court threw out that award today. Court watchers say this might be a big decision in limiting big money jury verdicts. We're joined by Rick Hassan. He's professor at Loyola Law School. He's got a new book about big remedies coming out. Welcome back to the show. And how about the significance of this decision today?
The opinion itself may not have too broad of an impact because there are not maybe many states where the precise kind of jury instructions that were at issue in Oregon would come in other states. But the really big news is where Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Alito lined up in this case. This was a 5-4 decision, and you had this odd mix with Scalia, Thomas, Ginsburg and Stevens dissenting. And, you know, those are kind of the polar ends of the court. You usually don't see that.
The most conservative and the most liberal justices.
Yeah, right. So this is the pattern we saw before Roberts and Alito joined the court. It's a split that transcends ideological lines over whether federal courts should be in the business of policing the way state courts allow for the award of punitive damages. Someone does something very bad. Civil law allows for imposing damages to punish and deter bad conduct. And in recent years, the Supreme Court has said that there are constitutional limits on how and how much the states can punish through these punitive damage awards.
Okay, well, what is it in this argument that would have the liberals and the conservatives voting one way and I guess the middle voting the other way?
Well, the fundamental question is whether it's the Supreme Court's business to be meddling in how states decide to punish, and through a civil system, how states decide to punish bad conduct. So in this case, you have both Justice Ginsburg and Justice Thomas, to take two of the more extreme members of the court, agreeing that it's not really the court's business. I think to Justice Thomas, this is something that there's nothing in the Constitution that gives the Supreme Court the right to be meddling in these things. And to Justice Ginsburg, I think she wants to let these things work out as a matter of state law. So that's where they find common ground. But for someone like Justice Breyer or Justice Kennedy in the majority, they want to impose some meaningful limits. And so here what the court said specifically was when you're coming up with the amount of the punitive damages, which are supposed to punish and deter, you can't take into account the bad conduct that the defendant has done to other people besides the plaintiffs.
So in this case, this is the one smoker, Jesse Williams, and an $80 million settlement for his widow. And you're saying that that $80 million maybe is based on the fact that Philip Morris, doubtless, you know, millions of other people continued to smoke their cigarettes when the company knew that they were very damaging. And that's what the award is based on. And you can't really do that. It has to be just about Mr. Williams.
In terms of deciding whether or not to punish, the court says you can take into account the conduct of Philip Morris in relation to other smokers. But in terms of the amount should only be punishing for what they did to the particular plaintiff in the case.
Do you draw anything else from this about kind of how the court is breaking down? I mean, Chief Justice Roberts and Justice Alito here not siding with the conservatives with whom they're usually associated.
Well, yeah, the really big question, it's a question that was posed in the case but that the court decided not to answer, was whether the amount was too high, aside from this procedural problem. And that's the really big question that we're going to need to watch a future case for. That is, will Justice Alito and Chief Justice Roberts agree with the Breyer-Kennedy center of the court, or will they agree with Justices Scalia, Thomas, and Ginsburg that it is not the court's business to say an award is too high, so high as to be shocking the conscience?
Rick Hassan, professor of law at Loyola Law School. Thank you.
My pleasure.